Welcome back to the SwampSwami.com Sports Podcast. And today, let's examine Oklahoma State. Were they just poked in the eye? With the Big 12 Conference totally caught off guard as stalwarts University of Texas and Oklahoma University bolted for even bigger money with the Southeastern Conference during the last week, Oklahoma State University athletics fans are feeling pretty doggone depressed right about now. The school's athletics programs are top-notch and highly competitive across the board in their current conference. The rivalry with in-state neighbor University of Oklahoma is so intense that fans call it the Bedlam Series. They really hate each other on the field, but in general, respect each other within the conference. Now, I lived in Tulsa, Oklahoma for several years a long time ago, and was quite surprised that Tulsa leans a little bit more toward Oklahoma State sports, while Oklahoma City and the vicinity in the southern portions of the state are fervently on the Boomer Schooner bandwagon. I've worked with people who've attended both universities and was quite surprised that if their favorite team wasn't in the running for the championship, bonding together as Okies was almost as important to fans of both universities. Also, having lived in Texas for much of my career, I can assure you that Texas A&M and the University of Texas fans have continued to despise one another even after the Aggies left for the SEC way back in 2012. Has it really been that long? Texas fans may be excited to be grabbing some of that SEC money, but the Aggies are not thrilled to welcome the Longhorns back into their world once again. Back in Oklahoma, Sooner Nation fans have rejoiced that they will now be able to prove once and for all, so they think, that their football program is every bit as good as Alabama, LSU, Georgia, Florida, and so on. Maybe, maybe not. Time will tell. But how do fans of Oklahoma's other major public university feel about being left behind as the maroon-colored Sooner Schooner sails eastward into the SEC? Oklahoma State University, like seven other Big 12 member schools, is understandably in shock, wondering how the bus left without them. Not taking anything away from the other teams in the fast-sinking Big 12 Conference, Oklahoma State has invested heavily in upgrading their athletic facilities in recent years to enhance their reputation as an athletics power. The late oil man and Oklahoma State University alum Boone Pickens gave millions of his dollars to facelift several athletics facilities on the school's lovely campus in Stillwater, which is located about halfway between Tulsa and Oklahoma City. His vision helped to revive interest in the athletics programs at OSU for the last few decades and solidified the Cowboys as a perennial contender in football and other major sports. Before we examine what can be done to patch up the Big 12, it's interesting to examine why the SEC failed to invite Oklahoma State to the party too. Sorry, Vanderbilt, but the only thing that you have going for your athletics program in recent years is a dandy baseball team which has been hampered by some fool who shows up at your home games and whistles on every pitch. Note to Vandy fans, please take this guy and his whistle away as soon as possible. Vanderbilt is the only private institution in the now 16-team Southeastern Conference. As one of the original members of the SEC back in 1932, joining founding members Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Alabama, Auburn, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, LSU, and one year later, Tennessee, Vanderbilt's athletics program has been, sadly, a joke in most years in most major sports. For most of my lifetime, Vanderbilt seems to have existed simply to raise the academic profile for the rest of the SEC. Let's pad out that GPA and graduation rate numbers as Vandy's smarter players help the league look a little bit better to the rest of the country. I think it's time for this to be said, so I will say it now. If the SEC wants to have the best 16 athletics programs currently available, why not send Vanderbilt packing to another conference and bring Oklahoma State into the SEC soon? The sad reality for Vanderbilt Commodore fans is that nearly every SEC opponent buys more football tickets for Vandy's conference home games than their own fans do in Nashville. SEC football games played at Vanderbilt have become a big party for traveling fans from Alabama, Georgia, and LSU when it's time to play their games up in Nashville. Visiting fans routinely outnumber Vanderbilt's home crowd, with the possible exception of games played against rival Tennessee, even when the team's football games are being played in a relatively small 40,000-seat Dudley Field on the campus of Vanderbilt. By contrast, Oklahoma State's newly renovated football stadium, lovingly called T. Boone Pickens Stadium, was upgraded and seats just over 55,000 fans. It is routinely at or near capacity for Oklahoma State's football season. Oklahoma State's basketball program has been legendary, going all the way back to Henry Hank Ibas' 36 years as the men's head coach from 1934 to 1970. The 13,000-seat recently expanded arena is one of the loudest in the nation. You get the picture. Oklahoma State's recent and past athletics history has been much more relevant than Vanderbilt over the last 50 years. Vanderbilt sports a total of 13,000 students, that's graduates and undergrads, and Oklahoma State has over 20,000 undergraduate students and another 4,000 in grad school in Stillwater. Though Vanderbilt might point to their long-standing rivalry with the in-state flagship University of Tennessee in Knoxville, Big Orange fans down the road likely consider Alabama or Kentucky or Georgia to be more relevant rivals during football season than Vandy. Since this new expanded SEC isn't outwardly concerned about its academic status as the NCAA crumbles by the week, why not consider adding Oklahoma State to this mix and hand Vanderbilt, finally, its walking papers? To me, this makes a lot of sense. Oklahoma State and OU would bring more regional balance into this newly expanded version of the SEC and keep one of the nation's longest annual rivalries alive. Oklahoma State is also only a few hours west of Fayetteville, Arkansas, home of the Hogs, and fairly close to Missouri as well. Honestly, this just seems to be a no-brainer to me, and the time to act is now. Okay, what if that doesn't work? Assuming that my plan A fails, Oklahoma State must immediately take the lead in causing a mini-merger with the Big Ten Conference to take place. With Texas and Oklahoma now gone, the former Big 12 is comprised of Oklahoma State, Kansas and Kansas State, Iowa State, West Virginia, Texas Tech, TCU, and Baylor. The current Big Ten model has 14 teams, but the recent additions of Rutgers in New Jersey and Maryland have been, quite honestly, a big dud.
Sell, sell, sell!
They really haven't seemed to be a great fit for this conference and aren't generating much in the way of national television excitement for the Big Ten either. So, why don't we talk about a new Big Ten realignment while we're at it? Hey, Big Ten, here's a great idea. Number one, say adios to Rutgers and Maryland and send them over to the ACC. That brings the Big Ten back to 12 teams. Then add former Big 12 members Oklahoma State, Kansas, Texas Tech, and West Virginia, or you could pick Iowa State in one of those, into the league for a total of 16 teams. And number three, you can finally rename it. We'll call it the Big League. Welcome to the Big League. What about those other former Big 12 teams, like Iowa State and Kansas State, TCU and Baylor? Well, they should cut a deal with the American Athletics Conference, the AAC, and join the University of Houston and SMU in that one. One way or another, Oklahoma State University is going to have a new conference affiliation soon. Personally, I'd prefer to see them stick with Oklahoma and stay in the South with this expanded SEC, but the Big Ten would be foolish not to extend an olive branch to the Pokes very soon. Patience, Oklahoma State fans, it's coming. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.